Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah!
Now, we're excited to kick off Black History Month with a bang. We're going to be talking about amazing black people this month. Also, white people who are married to amazing black people.
Yes.
And for example, there might be somebody that Chrissy Teigen hates more than Donald Trump.
Is that possible?
It is, and we're going to tell you about that person later on the show. Mm. Plus, Kanye West made Paris Hilton dress up as his wife.
What
kind of freaky stuff is that?
It could be kinky.
Ooh.
But let's talk about Justin Timberlake. They're saying he needs to keep his Super Bowl halftime performance filth-free.
Why?
So, Justin Timberlake's getting ready for his halftime show. The Parents Television Council is urging him to keep his show kid-friendly.
When is he not? I mean, that was a mistake. Get over it. Ugh.
And that might be the first and last time some white people ever see a black nipple live.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's one with a star piercing.
But they got big mad. They wrote a letter. It said, mm-mm, the fallout of your performance during Super Bowl, whatever those Roman numerals are, has left an indelible mark. We ask that you keep the halftime show friendly and safe for the children watching and who may be hoping to emulate you one day.
You know what? Super Bowl, they know what happened, and they're choosing to bring him back. So over it. They understand. They're giving him another chance. Nah. So parents, sit down. Be humble.
And let's be honest. Football is a very aggressive sport.
It is.
A lot of tackling, a lot of violence. And we've always been a country that has been pro-violence, anti-sex.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Little boob don't hurt nobody. It actually feeds people.
Man, even men are recognizing the power of Rihanna's Fenty Beauty.
Mm. How's that?
That's right. Many people have praised the Lions Foundation for offering such a wide range of shades, from the lightest of the browns to the darkest. But a fan named Dale loved it on his wife so much, he needed to let Rihanna know. So Dale's wife suffers from lupus, and he wrote a glowing review of the product saying, "We have tried every makeup brand to try to cover up her pigmentation variations and scarring of her skin. Nothing has worked as well as this Fenty foundation. I hope this message reaches Rihanna so she knows how much she's helping the love of my life get through the struggle of her affliction."
Aww.
Okay, Fenty.
He is the best husband ever.
I mean,
normally you're just like happy to be told that you look pretty today.
Right?
That's going the extra mile.
Yes.
It is.
Go the extra mile for your mate.
You know, more men need to be like this, because although I feel pretty confident when I don't have it on, it boosts your confidence level when you have it on, because it just kind of cleans out, you know, clears up your imperfections and stuff. And men don't get it.
I mean, so from a confidence level, if you used to make like a video meme,
right,
how do you feel when you don't have makeup on versus when you do?
I'm like, "Hi, I'm Portia." And then when I do have it on, I'm like, "I'm Portia."
Oh.
Ew.
That first one, though.
You like the first
one.
You
like because you want to take advantage of somebody. Right. That's the innocent
thing. What, has low self-esteem?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. It's time for...
It's the damn girl!
Kim Kardashian cloned herself with Paris Hilton.
Oh. Wait.
I know Gary's so excited for this. Paris transformed into a clone of Kim to model for Yeezy's 6th campaign. Paris posed in the same way Kim did to reenact some paparazzi photos that captured Kim wearing the line. She really looks like
impressive.
Her, y'all.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, legit.
What?
Really?
Yes, that's Paris.
Good day,
oh,
Paris.
It sure
yes,
is.
It
if you
is.
Zoom in enough, if you zoom in enough, it is.
Now, you could pull a clone Brad.
I could totally clone Brad.
You could clone
Oh,
Brad.
My God, I could do you,
just
girl.
Just because you think you did
boom,
it before
boom.
When we was gone that
I
time.
Did.
And it was me, head crack, and Gary. All you did was like this and wore a hat.
Matter of fact, I clone all y'all.
Whatever.
Okay. I could
clone you, but I have to get like a prosthetic ass pad.
Okay, no, you will not, honey.
Yes, I would.
Just need to show the ass you be hiding.
Whatever.
That's all you got to do.
Okay, Portia, all right.
All right, don't.
Moving on, Gary.
George Clooney and Amal's first meeting, y'all, was very convenient for George.
Mm. How was that?
Then now George sat down with David Letterman on My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman, and he described the moment he met Amal.
You didn't even have to leave the house.
I didn't leave the house. No, no.
Oh, God.
No, it's the wildest thing. A mutual friend of ours said, I'm stopping by, and can I bring my friend? And I was like, of course. And I got a call from my agent who called me and said, I met this woman who's coming to your house who you're going to marry.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So now this was arranged by an agent, your talent agent, had done all the paperwork ahead of time.
It really worked out that way.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing was my mom and dad were visiting, so my parents were there. And we just talked, and we stayed up all night talking.
See, I knew it. I don't have to go out anywhere to find a man. I can just be right in my house, and he's gonna come to me.
Like the paper boy or the mailman or something like that?
Or introduce. Look, this girl just walked in his house.
Walked.
That's an arranged marriage.
But, like, everybody can't pull that off. You gotta be at George Clooney's level just to have somebody like that come through the crib.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't just, like, a regular chick. She was, like, established.
Exactly.
And she laid at the foot of his bed.
Hello.
Okay.
All right, so Chrissy Teigen, she is now 5 months pregnant with her and her husband John Legend's baby boy. And she says she is so ready to have a son and she's already thinking about him growing up.
Aww.
Chrissy says, I'm so excited because Luna is such a daddy's girl and they say that boys just love their mamas. I'm already thinking about how much I'm not going to like his girlfriend. I can't believe it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Jesus. That's me. I want a little boy because I know that boys love their mamas and they love to cuddle. Little
some girls don't love their mamas.
They do, but they get independent, honey. And little boys, they just like to hug up on you and still lay on you and stuff.
Oh, no, and I don't do all that my mama, but I love her. But
I still lay on my mama.
You probably were
You're
like
not
that.
A little boy, Gary.
Oh, damn.
You used to lay on your dad?
No.
Hell no.
Gary, I bet you were so cuddly when you were little.
Well, when I was little.
That little smile.
My mama had 5 boys and she didn't spoil none of us.
Did you try to sneaky wear her stuff sometimes?
I used to wear shoes every now and then. She had the cute little spike heels.
You thought they were cute back then?
They were cute.
Your good kitten heel.
Yes.
So today's the first day of Black History Month, and even though we believe every month Black History should be celebrated, here at Dish Nation, we're going to celebrate this month every single day.
Woo! That's right. Salute to Black History Month. Yep. Every day this month, we're going to celebrate and shine a light on individuals whose accomplishments have made a positive influence or historical impact in Black history. Some of them you know and some of them you may not know.
And today is the perfect day to celebrate the birthday of American poet, social activist, innovator of jazz poetry, novelist, playwright, and leader of the 1920s Harlem Renaissance movement, Langston Hughes.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Exactly. Langston Hughes, creative genius in writing, promoted equality, condemned racism and injustice, and celebrated African-American culture, humor, and spirituality. His poem, Dreams, is one of the most famous yet. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field, frozen with snow.
You know, I too consider myself a poet as well.
Yeah, and you are.
You know, like Malcolm marched so we could run, never stared directly into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Always watch the man holding a gun.
Mm.
Stay strong, stay safe.
And I'm a poet too. Fly, Robin, fly up to the sky.
That's copyright. You just stole that. That's totally from someone else.
I got one. Ha! Sicker than your average. Papa twist cabbage off instinct. Don't think. Think. Pink Gators. My Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right if their head is right. Biggie's there every night.
Oh, I got one better. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Nobody asked me.
Call my name. I'll be there in a hurry.
Bye, Gary. You're Diana Ross.
Coming up, one pop star threw up on her boyfriend right after he proposed? We'll tell you coming up next. Who?
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo-hoo. Hey.
Well, let's get ready to ramble about Floyd Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Now, you know, Floyd announced his retirement from boxing after he beat Conor McGregor to a pulp in the ring last summer, and he ended his career with a 50-0 record, taking home an estimated $300 million for that fight.
That's all?
So, fast forward to now, he may be done with the boxing ring, but he's actually been teasing a return or entry into the octagon to fight Conor McGregor on his own turf, and he posted a video with this caption. Come at the king. You best not miss.
2018, Floyd Money Mayweather, MMA. What are the odds, Patty? What are the odds?
But, you know, like, this could be interesting, and Floyd Mayweather may be the bravest and craziest man alive if he decides to fight Conor McGregor on his own turf, and it would only be right.
Uh-huh.
So let's just say if you guys got into the ring, like the UFC, right, whether it be Conor McGregor or even somebody like a Ronda Rousey or Chris Cyborg, what would your number be to jump in the octagon?
I mean, I could put them paws on somebody. I'd take $50 million.
Gay, how much would it take for you to fight?
Around in that arena, you give me $10, I would just get out there, I would swing, and hide my face, and hit me and knock me down, and go, just give me my money.
And we could do that every weekend.
Nah, okay. Every
weekend. Yes. We can have them lined up, boo-boo.
Yes, honey,
okay.
You travel like the Globetrotters, you just here to lose.
This my tour, okay?
Thank you.
A boxing tour, right? Come see me get knocked out in Atlanta, New York, or Cali, or wherever.
Well, speaking of retirement, after 17 seasons, Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, announced his retirement back in August. His team, the Nashville Predators, came so close to defeating the Pittsburgh Penguins in last year's Stanley Cup. But following the loss, Mike decided to hang up his skates. That was until yesterday. The Predators are in good position to make another playoff run this season, so he's coming out of retirement.
You can't do that.
What you mean you can't do that? Rappers do it all the time. Say they're going to retire and then come back.
You can't jump back on a team now that they're winning.
Yeah, that's true. That's crazy.
No, they need him. Ain't no I in team.
Well, they need him when he quit, too, damn it. He betrayed them.
He said he started thinking about it right around Christmas, and he has the full support of his wife, saying, Carrie asked me every few days if I was going to do it. She wanted me to do it, and she's usually right.
Every few days. She tired of that around man being
Christmas.
At the house.
Yes,
honey. Yeah, that man been at the house. You know, athletes, they normally gone. You know, it's like you can miss them. But then when they're not playing, they are there every day.
She want them playing table hockey, street hockey, foosball, tennis, dodgeball, badminton, backgammon, uno, anything to get some breathing space in that place. I get it.
Well, y'all know Meghan Trainor got engaged to her boyfriend, Daryl Sabara.
Oh.
Back in December, he popped the question under a tunnel of Christmas lights, and it looked like a really sweet moment, but she just went on the talk and revealed that things went from sweet to sour real quick.
Oh,
oh no.
We hear that something happened the next day that wasn't so great.
Yeah, I haven't told this story yet because it's kind of gross, but we're eating so much healthier nowadays, so we went to this hotel and we're eating the hotel food, and the day that we drove home, I got food poisoning on the car ride.
Oh.
So he's driving, and I'm just in his face like, and I told him, like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, I would kiss you right now. And I was like,
Wow.
She wiped my mouth and said, baby, I'm worth it.
Right? And you know, sometimes you test people to do something nasty, and then after they do it, you're like, oh, you nasty.
You actually kiss.
You don't even mean to do that. You're like, oh, you actually kiss me?
Nasty.
You definitely like to press those boundaries.
Oh, God.
See how much they like you.
What's the nastiest thing you ever kissed
after? Nah.
Coming up, you may have seen the photo of this woman who just couldn't believe she was in the presence of Beyonce and Jay-Z. Well, now the woman revealed what Beyonce had to say to her in the moment. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. And be sure you stay plugged into our show tomorrow because we are talking to the whole cast of The Black Panther.
Wow.
That's right. We sure are. Okay, remember that photo Beyonce posted of her and Jay-Z on their way to the Grammys with that starstruck fan that Beyonce smiled at?
Yes.
Well, that woman has been the most talked about woman on the planet this week, and now we know who she is and what Beyonce said to her.
Oh, what's she saying?
Well, Susan Monaghan was in town for her granddaughter's gymnastic competition and her daughter's birthday when she ran into the couple at the Sheraton New York Times Square Hotel. And Susan says she didn't recognize Jay-Z at first. She said, "I'm thinking in my mind, who is this?" And I looked at him, and he looked tall and thin and had curly hair, and he was really good looking. I was like, "Oh, my God." I looked at Beyonce, and all I could think was, "No one is going to believe me." Susan told Beyonce that no one would ever believe her, and she said Beyonce flashed a smile and said, "Don't worry, it's gonna be okay."
I told y'all that time I stalked Uma Thurman, didn't I?
No.
Yes, oh my God, I saw her in the airport with her son. And I saw her and I was like, that is, I'm like, I'm screaming to myself, I'm like, y'all don't see Uma Thurman? She's standing right there. Y'all, I doubled up, got back in line, got a banana just so I could stand behind her.
Oh my God.
Tell me you said something.
No, because she was with her son and I don't want to like, you know, I feel like that was a personal time, but I wanted a picture so bad. But I was like, okay, I'm not going to say nothing.
Now, when this woman
said stopped her, though.
She saw Beyonce, she saw a tall, skinny, good-looking man. I thought she was probably, he was cheating on her, but it was Beyonce.
That
I
mean, she was Jay-Z. Cheating on Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
But, I bet he is striking in person. He tall as hell. What he like?
He look like money.
Yeah, you know money. Yeah,
he look like money. You know what money look like. It look like money.
All right, who's ready for a deal?
Me!
Me. Yes. Oh, my gosh! Yes. Well, when it comes to working out, nothing motivates me like getting my butt in the gym in something cute, y'all. Oh. And now I can wear these leggings right here. They're comfortable, they're cute, and they're called the Unisport leggings.
I got way too excited over this.
Oh, no, you can get it for your wife.
Okay, sure.
These make your butt look amazing.
Oh, I know I'm jumping in.
Yeah, take it from me. Now, the Unisport leggings are available in multiple styles and colors, and one size fits most. Whether you're small or extra large, the Unisport legging will fit you just right. And the Unisport legging is a two-pack with two different colors.
Girl, I know these things are expensive, child. This is some good about luggage, son. I know this is good quality, baby, because they stretch and everything. How much they cost?
Normally, the Unisport legging two-pack can run you as much as $80. But for today in our Dish Nation family, it's $20.
Yes, girl.
That's right. So go over to morningsave.com to get this amazing deal today. And coming up, want to join the Mile High Club?
Are those leggings involved?
Mm-hmm. Well, Virgin Atlantic is making it easier. We'll tell you what they're doing next.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
You want to get high?
Yes.
Well, Mile High, that is. Virgin Atlantic, they added some brand new planes to their fleet this March, and they just announced that some of them are going to include love suites for their New York-bound flights designed with couples in mind.
Yes.
Wait
a minute.
Just to New York?
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know,
love suites, meaning they gonna be smashing?
Well, it depends on how clever and crafty you are. So they said the planes that will have three of these love suites, and it basically to allow people to be closer together. So it'll be ideal for dual dining, watching movies together, or catching up on work.
Oh, people gonna be having so much sex in the air.
Now, have y'all ever noticed somebody trying to get away with something freaky deaky on a plane?
Yes. So my flight to Cancun, there was a couple.
They be drunk already.
One lady was by the window. She was playing like she was asleep. And they had this blanket. And then the other lady's hand was mysteriously missing. Oh. She was only typing on her computer with one hand. Where your other hand at, girl?
Why are you paying attention to their business?
I think that. Look at them. They over there
nosy,
doing it nasty.
Because you was thirsty.
right before the lights came on and the stewardess walked down the aisle, mysteriously the blanket was gone.
Out. Yeah, you were paying way too much attention. Oh, y'all be waiting for Porsches on y'all flights now.
Sex monitor.
I was watching.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.